Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have absolutely got to cover all this news. I sat here in the last hour, and of course last night and this morning, reading over all of this news, and I want to cover it all today. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night with George Norrie, and after I was on with him, I tuned in and kept listening for about an hour, and you know, just listening to him and others marvel. And I got a lot of phone calls last night from other talk show hosts and people just saying, I can't believe it's all coming true. You said they would have armed drones in our skies and that they would say that the government is judge, jury, and executioner and will preemptively kill you even if you're not planning an imminent attack. Because if somebody's coming with a machine gun or a bomb and they've told a witness, I'm going to go blow something up, the police can set up a checkpoint looking for that vehicle, say stop the vehicle, and if the person that matches the description doesn't stop, then you can kill them because you've got probable cause, you've got witnesses, you know what they're planning. That's not judge, jury, and executioner. That's self-defense. They take that argument and say, we can just kill whoever we want without the evidence anything's being planned if the people are connected to a group, And you know, so many times yesterday I got on air, I spent 5 minutes in 3 hours yesterday covering the drone story, and everybody else covered it all day long. And I guess that's good. It's just, it's such old news for us. People are finally freaking out hearing governors and mayors, not just Jesse Jackson, and members of Congress going, you know, we need armed troops, regular army in the streets of St. Louis and Chicago and New York, and we need TSA on the streets of every city armed with 9mm or 40 cal strapped to their hips, commando style. And yeah, we do need the army on the streets. And people are going, man, you said all this is coming. Wow, Alex Jones, you weren't lying to us. Listen, I don't want credit, okay? I want you to now listen to me and realize that I know the next phase of this program if we let them go there. Total engineered financial collapse. They're going to start a civil war, calling anyone that resists tyranny a terrorist. They're going to stage false flags to blame and frame us. It's the oldest trick in the book. The Nazis did it. The Soviets did it. The Tsars did it before the Soviets. The communist Chinese do it. Every authoritarian, the ancient Romans, would set a fire routinely and blame a political enemy inside Rome. Everywhere else, they could just kill you. But if you're a Roman citizen, they had to set you up. That's where this is going. Newsflash, when they got over 100 torture camps worldwide, torture camps more than 35 countries, that's now declassified, this has all come out before. Well, leaked, and then they confirm it's real. When they're doing stuff like that, they're not the good guys, okay? And they want to flip the script off of the Muslim extremists, as they call them, onto the American people in general. They're going to flip the script. Well, I guess they already flipped the script. Kept telling you for 10, 12 years they're going to flip the script. Now they're flipping the script. We're in between right now during the flipping of the script. We're in that no man's land right now. Kind of like when you're driving through the light turns green, you pull out and you go, oh, I should have looked, because you see that truck or that car going 60 miles an hour, and you look and you try to slam on your brakes and they try to slam on their brakes, but now we're fighting to back this off, and that's applying the brakes. We're applying the brakes, trying to get people in government and corporations to apply the brakes, and so the cars are, but you know they're going to hit. It's flipping right now. Script's flipping right now, and it's you think things are crazy right now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Incredibly important news blitz, and three big guests. Coming up, stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The sixth day of February 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Paul Watson joins us with an incredibly important science report, special report at the bottom of the hour. Major scientific institutions have come out and they've cross-referenced each other's research, and it appears that light waves and other matter is in some type of ordered format that appears to be coded, and appears to be a simulation. That's why so many top scientists who were atheists got into the 96% of the DNA, and we've done reports on this, that they thought was junk and found all the coding in there and got religion very, very quickly. Life did not come out of nothingness. And then the atheists say, well, it must have been seeded here from deep space. Well, where did that life come from? And then where did that life come from? What is the universe? It is the thought of the creator. It is the God thinks and it is created. It is a simulation of the mind of God, but we are creations with free will made in the image of God. And imagine, We are genetic expressions, but endowed with a spirit by God, who are able to then decipher the coding. We've now gotten to that point where the scientists are saying there is no God, and they're deciphering the coding and going, this whole thing's a simulation. This is designed. This is coded. What is this? And I already knew that because I've read the Bible. I don't subscribe to what the Aztecs and the Mayan Mesoamerican culture said. You know, they thought you had to sacrifice kids every day or the gods would wake up and the dream would stop. But they said the universe creation is the God's dream. And so did every other culture. Had basically the same view, but different permutations of it. And it's so powerful. Now, a lot of mainline Christian denominations and others get shaken by this because it doesn't fit into the little staid preacher on the government payroll up there giving them a limited view of the universe and distorting what's in the Bible and distorting what's in other ancient texts. But we know what's going on. Paul Watson's joining us just from a scientific perspective, and we'll show those articles. It's Is the Universe a Computer Simulation? That's his video special report right now up at Infowars.com. He'll be joining us live. And then under his special video report, he goes over all the big scientific reports showing this. And this is not the first. And it's in Wired. It's in The New Scientist. It's in Technology Review. It is all right there. Plato's Allegory of the Cave. What we are perceiving, got to get David Icahn about this, what we are perceiving is only a limited spectrum visual decoding and encoding of one spectrum of visible light, which is one, depending on the equation you look at, basically incalculable Googleplex of matter, and then matter itself is only one three-dimensional system, and our thought goes into the fourth and fifth dimension. And this is what Einstein knew. It's what all the mathematicians find. In fact, there are very few top mathematicians, you know, guys with 170, 180 IQs, who don't grow up atheists from scientific families. And then Einstein said, oh, I believe in God. God doesn't, you know, the universe isn't random. Now, there's order to this. God doesn't play dice in creation. Let me tell you something. This is designed, and it's got level after level after level after level after level to it. Now I'm going to run through news here. I've got to do it. I've got to blitz through news. And then Paul Watson's joining us. Then Jennifer Stahl, she's the mother there with her child, not wanting a smart meter put on her property without a warrant or court order. She's in, was in court trying to block it. That's why they came after her. So she has her legal, lawful process, and they come after her, and they arrested her neighbor that videotaped it. It turns out, what, one other woman, and said it's wiretapping to put us on YouTube when the police are in public and there's no perception of privacy, and every court ruling, federal, state, common law, common sense, says that that's how they've got cameras watching us in public, and how the cops have a microphone on or a camera on their glasses. I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy that I've been all over the country at demonstrations and things I'm covering, and the police walk over with the camera mounted to their helmet or to their glasses, and they're videotaping and audio taping. I don't go, oh, call the police. You're going to jail. Here, let's put handcuffs on you. They know, and it's been thrown out of court thousands of times. There's more than 14 states every week arresting people that I see about in the news, so it must be much more just arresting people for filming them in public. I mean, I've seen them arrest restaurants that have cameras and their own audio when the police come in and do something they don't want seen. They come arrest the restaurant owner. It's your property, your cameras, your microphones for your protection, and they come and get you. I mean, I've got a report here now where they're now arresting kids for drawing guns and arresting kids for having a toy squirt gun. And the police are charging them with brandishing a weapon. Now, the code in the state and the federal level says a weapon that can, you know, has to hurt you. And it describes what the weapons are. Projectile weapons. What are those? Firearms. The different types of firearms. Bows and arrows. Bolt guns. Gas guns. Not in there. But you see, the family won't know. Their lawyer will know and bring them in and get them a plea bargain. Get probably $10,000. The 10-year-old's gone to jail. Didn't even threaten people. Said, hey, look at my little water gun. Your life's over, bro. You're going to be in juvenile hall. You're going to learn how to deal drugs. You're going to learn how to run stuff for the big banks. You're going to learn how to act tough, but not be tough. And this is the system. This is the Soviet-style mind control just pouring in. So she's going to be joining us. The others, lawyers, have told them don't come on, so they're all scared. So that I guess they can be marched up where it's been thrown out of court over and over again. They should be filing civil rights violation lawsuits. They're on the sidewalk videotaping police climb over their fence with the utility people to put the smart meter on. And they are even polite to the police. And the police come back 2 days later when it's on YouTube and arrest them all. And you see them, attractive, nice, neighborhood, attractive, nice lady with her child, sitting on her hip. This is what police do in Illinois. They come and arrest the state attorney general. Last year wrote a paper and tried to support one town, trying to put a guy in jail for life for taping the police in public. We had the guy on. It was in the news. And the news was like, maybe he does need life for taping him. Mainstream news was like, yeah, let's have you disappear for life for that. And let's tie that in right now to this stack of news. Document cam, please. We have folks watching at InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you should go there. It's 59 cents a day. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. No, excuse me, that's 59 cents per person per month, not a day. My goodness. Polish dismay over CIA torture memos. It turns out all these dozens of countries were secretly involved in the torture and secret black sites or ghost sites where they torture innocent people or torture people into false confessions or torture people into going and staging terror attacks. It's been proven, and I said this first 8 years ago from my sources, now it's mainline news, that these bases are actually torture training bases where they train others how to torture, but they're really mind control bases with CIA psychiatrists at them, and that they're factories that produce the jihad leaders and the new suicide bombers. These are Manchurian candidate factories, and almost every new suicide bomber or Al-Qaeda leader is a graduate. That's even the media even calls them graduates now of Gitmo, but that's just one of the big, that's like the Harvard of it, where they have the big main prison and then the CIA torture base within it. And then they have that same model at underground facilities and abandoned horse stables in Romania and Poland, and they're doing stuff that is Hellraiser level. Well, it's admitted what they do, and it's in the Army's report out of Abu Ghraib. Children. I'm just going to say that word. Children. Children. See, they just don't want to go to the Dominican Republic to rape children. They like to do something else to them. All right, let's continue here. That's who runs things. They see you as an animal to be used. This is a psycho guild selling you on torture to fight Al-Qaeda, the foreign alien government that's taken over runs. But America's starting to freak out, though. People get it. Why are you buying billions of bullets? Why the checkpoints? Why the army on the streets? Why are you torturing the drones? They're for me? I thought it was for Al-Qaeda. They're like, we run Al-Qaeda, you fool. Now the power is ours. Soon we will stage events and blame you. The purge will begin. Well, I say go to Hades where you came from. We're awake. Now, let's move on here. That's the Financial Times of London. Here's NBC News. NBC News. Judge, jury, and executioner. Legal experts fear implication of White House drone memo. This was already the policy. This has been debated in Congress. But now they're saying we'll kill you, even if you're not a terrorist, if we claim you know a group affiliated with a group. And then all they got to do is send you an email from one of their operatives, one of their master controllers like Amiral Alaki, who they didn't really kill. That was their rollout, their example. We killed this known number two in Al-Qaeda who secretly dines at the Pentagon and gets black op command orders. And now General Boykin's going public saying the government's arming Al-Qaeda in the Middle East. Yeah, and it's been going on a long time, Boykin. Judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts fear implications of White House drone memo. People are like, wait, it just says no judge, no jury, not even that I'm a terrorist, not that I... Oh, if they can just say you're a terrorist and kill you, why not just say, you don't have to be a terrorist, we'll kill you. Because it's already not proof you're a terrorist to say you're a terrorist. I could say you're Jack of the Beanstalk, doesn't mean it is. That's why there's due process. But when we come back, I'm going to get into all of this and more. The News Blitz, Paul Watson, it's all coming up. The nature of reality, straight ahead.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Good old Dave Mustaine of Megadeth bringing us into the transmission.
I go to court when I have to.
What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't get to work on time?
Got nothing better to do.
Better to do.
That's the truth.
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think I'm broke? If there's a new way.
If there's a new way.
All right, I'm going to stop right there.
Well, I'll be the first in line.
Monday through Friday, we are here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Let me just race through news here. So this is just the kind of stuff we have here. Just go over a few of the headlines and not stop and delve too deep. I'll do it later in the broadcast. Polishists may oversee CIA torture papers. Judge, I thought Obama said that stopped. Turns out it's radically expanded, but he's liberal, so it's okay. Judge, if you talk bad about Michelle Obama, they say she's gaining weight. That's racist, too. I mean, if you're against torture, it's racist. Judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts fear implications of White House drone memo. Exclusive Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans, saying that they're above the law and can kill whoever they want with no proof anytime they want. And they say, in fact, we don't need the proof. Homeland only fully approves 10% of Freedom of Information Act requests. Yeah, now that Homeland Security's taken over 37 agencies, they just refuse, 9 out of 10 requests, which is violation of federal law, but they don't care. They're going to spy on you on stuff that's totally protected and legal, but they're going to break the law and spy on you, but then you're not going to get the legal stuff on them. How's that sound? How's an army checkpoint for you, scum? You live in Fallujah now. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Yeah, this is their trick. Okay, people are up in arms about us insider trading. We'll just pass a law saying we can, which the media will say bans it. But really, we just have to get a waiver from ourselves. So, I mean, I gotta get out of jail free card from myself, so it's okay. I wonder if you could try that. Like, go rob a bank, be walking up big bags of money, the cops pull up, get down on the ground, and go, oh no, I have a note here for myself that says I can rob it. Oh, well, oh, by all means, sir, let me help you to your car. Can I help carry that? But see, it's Congress. They have red carpets and helicopters and jets paid for by us. I mean, is the media's asking, is it okay that the senator reportedly was with underage prostitutes? Well, I mean, he's a senator. I mean, he's not a lowly scum taxpayer. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Oh, surely. Carney says drone strikes legal, ethical, and wise. Yes, to violate the Geneva Convention, international law, bomb countries that say don't have your drones here killing people, blow up a whole wedding to kill one guy they claim is bad while the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. I was out there during the break and it was CNN about mother joined the valiant rebels to fight Assad in Syria after her children were killed. She's a sniper. CNN's been caught with them going to the feed early, going, now we do the fake shooting, CNN? They're like, yes, do the fake shooting. All right, fire guns now. I am here in battle-torn area. They're killing people 500 yards away. Pow, 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 pow. I mean, this is trans, and CNN's like, oh, wait, no, don't, you know. When you're around CNN, folks, it is the globalist. It's above CIA. It's the foreign banks. I mean, they're there to lie to you. They are enemy soldiers. You're being infiltrated. You're not talking to dumb liberals that mean well and, oh, here's Anderson Cooper's boyfriend kissing a guy in the park. All that PR stunt to give him attention. It's like a fake Anderson Cooper sex tape. That's all that is. All, I mean, perfectly focused photos of him kissing his boyfriend or the boyfriend cheating on him in the park. It's the equivalent of these Hollywood stars with their fake sex tapes. I mean, wake up. I mean, these are operatives. And I'm so glad I told Piers Morgan, you're the ones pushing suicide pills. It says on the insert to people causing this stuff. You're the one behind it. Shut up. Stop blaming me for killing those kids. That's what they tried to do. Now the whole thing's backfired on them big time, hadn't it? Let's go through more police state articles here. Oh, but it's okay. I mean, they set the legal precedent killing Anwar al-Awlaki, admitted CIA, born in America, trained by the Pentagon, black ops special forces. I mean, give me a break. Stop being so naive, people. Okay? Stop being so naive. City in Virginia becomes first to pass anti-drone legislation. The feds just say they'll ignore it. Why even have counties? Why have states? Why have cities? Just we have all-powerful federal government run by foreign banks. That's all we need. Here's another one. 9 states want to restrict use of drones over concerns about spying. This is good because at least they're acting like they're doing something. That's ABC. Well, that's CBS AP. The problem is they'll just say, well, there's a slight restriction on it. All right, now I've gone over that. I haven't even gotten into one child policy enforcer runs over baby after parents refuse to pay fines. This is how they do it now. The government holds you down while they put your kid in your front yard, run over it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes. So there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More top scientists and research firms and universities have done huge computer breakdowns on cosmic rays, light rays, you name it, and are finding the same signature of encoding, or that it is a simulation. The DNA has it in there. They found out it's not 96% junk. It is an incredible crystalline antenna system with DNA sequences of all sorts of other life forms in it, and that's why so many people that are atheist and what does atheist mean? It just means you're closed-minded. And you're sick of, you know, seeing fake preachers up there with limited spectrums or fake religions trying to interpret the true spirituality of the universe, which just means we are aware of things being much larger and that we don't have all the answers. And then some Bible-thumping Christians will say, what, you're not subscribing to some Southern Baptist interpretation? I'm a radio talk show host who happens to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But the issue here is, if you didn't beat people over the head, they would become spiritual, which is the first step in awakening. One of the quickest ways to awaken. You can wake people up politically, and then they tend to wake up spiritually. And that's really my goal. I didn't do that on purpose, but now I'm a little bit more wise than I used to be and understand why God has used me as a tool. But all of us have free will. And so we're going to be talking to Paul Watson about these amazing reports here in just a moment. He has a boil down up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he's got links to MIT and the scientific journals. Is the universe a computer simulation? Cosmic rays offer clue. Our universe could be a computer simulation and more. We're going to be looking at all that. First off here, I already plugged two of these yesterday, but these are the new affiliates we've got in the last week and a half. WHSY 950 AM, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. WSDR 1240 AM, Sterling, Illinois. Again, that's WSDR 1240 AM, Sterling, Illinois. KIDO 580 AM, Boise, Idaho. WYPV 106.3 FM, Onaway, Michigan. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. KIXZ 940 AM, Amarillo, Texas. WTNY 790 AM, Watertown, New York. WSTP 1490 AM, Salisbury, North Carolina. And again, they're adding all those up at GCNlive.com, the affiliates list that I've gone and looked at, and it didn't even have our local FM 99.7 and a lot of other stuff on there, but we're compiling it. And again, Genesis has always been a mom and pop operation. Now it's arguably the third or fourth largest syndicator in the country. I talked to Ted last week and got the actual numbers. Guess how many affiliates Genesis has? 1,300 radio stations. 1,300 different ones. 1,300. That is big. Big. And what a launch pad for us. I mean, we've been here since Genesis started. We've grown together. And now the show is getting 2-3 new affiliates a week, and just, I am so thankful. Because if I'm going to get killed doing this, knock on wood, might as well go 110%, huh? Oh, man, I love the nature of reality. I love being awake. I love being real. I love stepping across that line. I love it. I love it. I love consciousness. I just thank God for consciousness. I just thank God for just being part of this magnificent creation that you have created. I can just feel the universe absolutely flowing right through me. The living waters. Oh, it's awesome. How could anybody be bored? How could anybody not be just absolutely bouncing off the walls with how incredible this is? And the animating contest of liberty, my test, your test. On the game grid right now against evil. What are you going to do? Ah! I'm not worried about he who can kill the body, but he who kills the soul. The soul is as real as the sun in the sky and as light that you can't see except when it hits your cheek. But when there's dust in the air, for a moment you see the magic of the light. Your eye couldn't pick it up, but you could see it in the dust in the air, or when it hit the waves in the water, or went through the water in the air and made that rainbow. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sort of thinking about the universe, and that just happens. Briefly, before I compose myself and go to Paul Joseph Watson joining us from Albion, the UK, before we do that, I wanted to just remind you, we are listener supported. We are not funded by the New World Order or globalists or mega corporations. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month at InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Same URL gets you there. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my films, special reports going back 17 years, 10 years of the site operating in April. But 17 years of material, and it just gets better and better with our crew. And I want to thank all of you that have supported it over the years, has worked the bugs out of it from the grassroots. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. We are the response. You are the response to the tyranny. And you can see the exclusive behind-the-scenes Piers Morgan that's not even on YouTube yet up there in last night's show. The in-depth interviews are also going up tonight on the live show. We're doing it live 7 o'clock every night. with Al Seed, the owner of the Tactical Firearms, pretty amazing on the street interviews. That's all going up tonight. Just the crew here is doing a fabulous job. It's so good to know these souls. And I hope you'll go get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I mean, there's no excuse. We've got this at cost. And if everybody out there that has a membership, now 11 people can be tuned in simultaneously to get the video feed of the daytime radio show, the nighttime news show, all the films. You can simultaneously have 11 people logged on with the same username passcode. So create a unique username passcode, or if you already have one, there's a way to change it on the site, or you can call customer service, and they'll help you. And you change your username passcode if it's something that you already use for something else. Create a unique one and give it in e-cards or on a card to friends and family. Probably give it to about 20 people, and there won't be more than, you know, 11 tuning in at 7 o'clock. Most people won't tune in, so maybe give it to 30 people. And then if it gets maxed out, go get another membership. You know, the point is, this is how we're going to defeat the globalist, and we need to explode this. You can also get 5.3 months off the year cost, and so you pay for 6.7 months, and you get you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free with that New Year special that's going to end very, very soon. I just haven't been plugging it, so I'm running it into the middle of February. We do that once a year in December into January, so that's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Support the alternative media. It takes about a minute to sign up. Go there, sign up, PayPal, credit card, whatever. We've also got systems where you can write to us. And then send a check, and then we'll send you the codes. I mean, it's just all there. Or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The ProPure Water Filtration Systems, 10% off, promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com. The Obama Tyrant shirts with the Come and Take It Second Amendment back, and the Obama Joker Tyrant fronts, brought that shirt back with a new design, InfoWarsStore.com. The new brainwashing T-shirt. We have women's clothing in now. You want a clothing line cut for women? It's all available. These shirts cost us more, but they're at the regular price, $19.95. We've got it in pink, the Come and Take It for women, with the AK-47 with the Second Amendment inside of it. Unbelievable. InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right. This is a big issue, and it's not just this report. I don't just trust one scientific report and then say, oh, it must be true, it must be real. I have read the writings of top mathematicians, people like Einstein. You've seen the reports. I'm going to do one coming up next week showing all the bioengineers, genetic engineers, mathematicians who were atheists or agnostics, but now with the incredible super electron microscopes and the cyclotrons and the super crunching computers, they are seeing the coding in everything and how fantastic it is, and are just saying this was made, this was designed. Okay, and that's a good starting point for people. I've noticed atheists, and I'm not attacking atheists out there, but most of them are like, I've had atheists before. I've run into the folks at the local atheist TV show when I've been on the TV station, and they're like, oh, you believe there's some new world order in black helicopters? And at the TV station, there was actually hanging on the bulletin board when that happened, an article about a military drill. And I said, it's funny you said that. They were probably saying because they were jealous because that was in the newspaper. I go, look, they admit drills right here. I was right. And they went, oh, yeah, sure. This is a religion to you. So, see, people that question, we're a conspiracy theorist. We question known liars, certified liars. That's weird. We say, look at the fantasticness of the universe. I resonate. I have insight. I know when somebody's looking at me, you know, from behind. I have, you know, precognitive powers. We all do to some extent or another. I mean, I know there's something going on here, and the science just keeps proving it with the cells in plants and in animals and butterflies and fish, where they are picking up electromagnetic feedback and light from the sun, and they've excised these sensors. They're also in the human brain and also in the stomach, and exposed them to radiation from space, and they're resonating with it. I mean, we are just filled with receivers. I mean, we are incredible creatures, and it's all science. It's not quacky kookiness. And they don't want you knowing that. They don't want you getting sunshine. They want you inside in the TV with its fake light programming your eyes. They know the sunlight goes right into your eyes and activates the pineal gland and other areas of your brain. They know all this. Now, I'm going to go to Paul Watson for the balance of the hour. He got shot a great video report with a bunch of news articles linked under it. Is the universe a computer simulation? Up at prisonplanet.com right now. Cosmic rays offer clue our universe could be a computer simulation. And that's Wired magazine. MIT, the idea we live in a simulation isn't science fiction. MIT Technology Review, the measurement that would reveal the universe as a computer simulation. And then it goes down to, as they look at it, it's freaking them out because it appears to be a simulation, not random as they've claimed. Now, again, every field keeps finding this. Paul Watson joining us from our London bureau over at prisonplanet.com has followed a video report on this. Paul Watson, break it down.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here. Yeah, it's funny you were just mentioning, you know, skeptics saying, cutting us up even for talking about this. There was a comment, InfoWars is jumping the shark by covering this. And not only is it being discussed, and it has been discussed for years by, you know, cutting-edge science. You just mentioned MIT, Wired Magazine, New Scientist. I mean, Plato was talking about it, what, nearly 2,500 years ago with the allegory of the cave, which you've played on the show before. You know, René Descartes was talking about it 400 years ago with his evil demon philosophy. This whole idea that an illusion is created to distract us, to divert us from reality. So it's far from jumping the shark. It's basically what everybody's talking about on the cutting edge of science now. And the video I made about it was just a collation of articles about a University of Bonn experiment in Germany undertaken by scientists who basically discovered through a calculation in which they use one tiny part of the universe that when cosmic rays fly through this part of the universe and dissipate, they don't do so randomly. They do so with an energy that's, quote, consistent with the kind of boundary that you'd find if there was an underlying lattice governing the limits of a simulator. So basically they're saying that the movement and behavior of cosmic rays suggests that they're performing exactly as you would expect them to perform if they were trapped inside a giant computer simulation, which we call the universe. And it's based, they based it, the foundation of it on Moore's law, which of course dictates that approximately every 2 years, computer power doubles. So eventually humanity is going to get to the stage where computers are so powerful that they can artificially create a reality which is virtually indistinguishable from what we call reality now. Which begs the question, of course, how do we know that we're not already living inside a computer simulation? And the reaction to this video so far from several people is, well, if we are living inside a computer simulation, if we are living inside a matrix, then what's the point? Life is pointless. We're just a plaything, a science project for either some future race or whatever. But, you know, I look at it the opposite way. If that is proven, which science is increasingly showing that it is the case, that we're probably living inside an artificial created universe, then that is proof of a creator, isn't it?
Well, the universe was void, and then God spoke it, thought it, and it was made. And that's what they find in every discipline now, is that it's designed, and the human word computer isn't even proper in all of this. There is a governing structure. They can see the modulation, and off of the projection of the time-space continuum, off of just one of the reading, these cosmic rays, they continue to see particles that should be flowing at different rates and modulations with an overall modulation, and they can tune it and begin to see the structure of the containment system. And it's contained within the thought process of the creator, of God, of the great architect, as the Illuminati calls it, but that's actually a biblical term, which they've stolen. And so it is the construction. And what does the creator tell us? You are made in my image. You are creators as well, but small creators. And so it is literally the consciousness and the will of God creating all of this, but then giving us free will, which is then flowing forth a whole new level of creation.
Well, precisely. And I mean, the way they explained it was, think of a chessboard. You can only move a chess piece a minimum of one move, one square on the board. These cosmic rays, when they modulate them against this lattice structure, only move uniformly along this lattice structure. They're not random. So that's why they're saying that it shows that it's probably a computer-generated simulation. And I mean, you know, if we think about it, every night we create our own mini simulation in our dreams. We can move around an environment. We can interact with people and objects.
Which is a fourth and fifth dimension projection, which many equations show is actually affecting the universe at some type of galactic level.
Yeah. So if one human brain can do that, then imagine what a supercomputer or a creator, call it what you will, with trillions of times the power of one human brain, imagine what they could create with that kind of power.
Well, the way my dad described it is like a dragonfly's eye, and that humans are literally like the compound eyes of a dragonfly through which God is looking. Imagine that. And then it's a manifestation.
Well, yeah, because every sense that goes through the human brain is processed, isn't it? It's an electrical impulse, which goes back to the whole brain in a vat theory. You know, since our brain is merely this decoder of electrical signals, how do we know we're not a brain in a vat? How do we know anything really when
we are a brain in a vat inside this electrochemical bodysuit, earth suit, combat suit? I mean, that's it. This is for our consciousness, our spirit, to have this experience on this plane. And that's why I don't fear death. I mean, I feel God. I know.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, the system wants to keep your mind down here on Earth. We are in the world, but not of it. They want to keep you artificially focused on ugly things, twisted things. We have to cover their crimes, but not because we want to keep you focused on ugliness, so that you know they're the authors of ugliness and pain and suffering. The creator of the universe is the author of exaltation and enlightenment and life and gifts and bounty and honor and everything good, and just wants to give it all to us, everything. Just flowing, endless gifts. And the enemy, the virus in the system, wants to pull us down, wants torture. Imagine our government's torture is good. Secret arrest, yeah, we torture people's kids. The public's like, that's terrible. Okay, we'll stop doing that. They should all go to jail. They're all a bunch of perverts. They're all a bunch of sickos. And again, it's not the judgment, no one's perfect. It's that they're willfully love the darkness. It's beautiful to them. Okay, and beauty is ugly to them. And it's not just this. It's not this, you know, there's these big computer models. It's not just them. It's MIT. Others have found this. And a lot of the people are becoming religious. And they're realizing it's a guild meant to control them, just like modern churches and mainline religion is meant to control you and suppress you. So is the whole atheist and agnostic movement. They teach it's scientific and it's avant-garde to say there is no God. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. The evidence of God is written in the heavens. It's written in the plants. It's written in your children. It's written in your eyes. And the system knows this and wants to be God itself. You understand that? It is a false creation, an abomination, but it can't create. It has to take God's creations and twist it. But everything it does turns into a curse. I don't mean to be preaching. I apologize. I don't really apologize, but I got all this news to cover. We got all that coming up in the next hour. But Paul Watson, finish up in the last 3 minutes, my friend.
Yeah, another interesting thing is that they found these error-correcting codes, which are similar to the ones in computers. They've basically found them to be inherent in the very nature of reality and the universe itself. So again, that directly suggests intelligent design. And it all phases in with this new study out of the University of Bonn. So basically, they found that the cosmic rays, the way they behave, the way they move, the way the energy dissipates, fits in with the notion that it is a computer-generated simulation, that there's lattice structures underpinning it, which inherently show intelligent design. So it's not to say that we're all pointless, our lives are pointless, we're just an imagination of somebody else's science project. The universe is littered with evidence that it has intelligent design, and it's just so exciting to get into this kind of topic, which is why I think you're going to start digging into it even more. And there are several major scientists now coming out with this evidence. One of them is Nick Bostrom at Oxford University. So it's an exciting, cutting-edge field of science, and that's why I find it interesting.
All right, Paul. So bottom line, this needs to be investigated more. And I think we should do special reports showing all the other scientists that are now discovering this. Many of them, again, who were atheists. And they're not saying, hey, I believe in, you know, the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or the Muslims now. They're saying this is designed and this is fractal design. And I mean, it's all right there. And people need to understand, folks, that, you know, what you're seeing and what's on this planet, this isn't everything. People 300 years ago would have thought what we have today would have been magic and would have thought we were gods. Now, again, I'm saying there is a God. I'm not saying we're going to become gods. I'm not saying it's a perspective of gods. I'm saying, the creator made the entire universe. That's God. And we're able to decode just parts of it because we are given a spark of that. Anything else, Paul?
No, that's it, Alex.
All right, great job, my friend. Your report's up at prisonplanet.com. Is the universe a computer simulation? And the top scientists and huge computer programs are saying yes. They can literally see the fingerprints. They can see the plumbing. They can see the magnetic field contained.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products.
Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano-silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a victim of the incredible Illinois police state, Jennifer Stahl, joining us via video Skype on the syndicated radio transmission in the next segment. I had a very profound discussion just now with Paul Joseph Watson, and if you don't get excited about the nature of consciousness and the nature of the fact that you are an eternal being with a spirit deciding what dimension you're going to reside in, that with all that is negative and destructive or with the creator, if that doesn't excite you and just get your soul resonating, then I really feel sorry for you. That's all I can say. Because with awareness of this knowledge, the universe opens up. With the keys, it's really Solomon's keys. All right, my friends, where do we begin here? I've already gone over the out-of-control police state information. I'm going to get more into that. The news of torture bases everywhere continuing, of course, the warrantless wiretapping. They'll kill you with drones out of America if they want. No judge, no jury, no proof you're even a terrorist. We'll just kill you if we want. Just, government. I mean, just over the top. Just over the top, absolute, convicted themselves, total criminals. And the media's like, well, I guess it's good to kill whoever you want. Yeah, torture is kind of good. You know, it's liberal. It's got a peace prize. Do you got a peace prize? Hey, it looks like Michelle Obama's gaining weight. Racist! You know, I think torturing kids all over the world in front of their parents is pretty bad. Oh, that's racist. And I want to turn my gun in. You're just racist. So that's all coming up. It's so ridiculous. The propaganda that they've got aimed at the public is designed for people with IQs of about 80 points. But even their higher-grade propaganda they put out to the intelligentsia is for people with about an 85 IQ. I mean, it's like all in slow motion. But you realize people that are captured by it aren't even really stupid. It is ignorance. It's more than ignorance. It's a trance. It's like somebody brought up in a barn from birth who never was even told there was an outside world, never heard sounds, never was brought outside. It's the allegory of the cave. Like, you know, growing up in a 2,000-square-foot metal box under the ground and food's just delivered down to you and a television set talks to you. Well, that'd be a good allegory of the cave film to shoot. I bet who did that might be the winner of the $100,000. So I just have millions of these ideas. We should redo the Plato's allegory of the cave and just show someone growing up with a television and maybe a robot in a system like this is the universe. This is the world. You know, this is everything. You are a parakeet. But they're not really. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then the world is just a series of more of those boxes. And I know you're listening going, you're right, you're right. You know this. I'm not telling you something that's, well, it shouldn't be profound. But it is profound. Yeah, we should play the Allegory of the Cave coming up later. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. The Orson Welles rendition of it from the 70s. Remind me to do that. I'm not coughing because I have a chest issue now. I bullhorned for an hour and a half and screamed a bunch more at Piers Morgan They're in Katy, as you know, so I have flame broiled my larynx as usual for the signature voice. You know, I haven't bullhorned or screamed in a few months. It actually has that deep voice with that weird Texas high twang over it. It's weird voice. I talked to big voice actors and voiceover folks. They have a very unique voice. I'm bragging about a unique voice. It's a weird hammered out voice. It's like whatever it is. Oh no, it sounds like a Easter bunny on PCP. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get serious here. I start talking about the universe, the nature of reality. It absolutely just gets me in a good mood. We shall return after this quick break. And we are going to get into the one-child policy enforcer crushes baby to death if their parents refuse to pay. Fine. That's up at Infowars.com, and our media is defending it. I mean, what do you got to get rid of a baby.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're now officially telling us that drones will just kill us. No judge, no jury. We don't even need to be terrorists. We don't even need to be planning anything. They'll just kill us. And they're saying, well, under the new America, they don't need warrants to listen to your phone calls or read your emails. And in the new America, I've got articles, cops man random revenue enhancement checkpoints in Florida, all over the country. Texas now has them. You're on major highways, side streets. You just pull up to a checkpoint. And they go, we're going to look at your license, insurance, registration. We're going to dig through your car. Sometimes the Army's out there. Sometimes the TSA's out there. Meanwhile, they're putting smart meters, and this started about 10 years ago in California. Enron had come up with the idea about 15 years ago, but after they went to jail in 2002, the plan still went ahead in California. And the original plan was to control the temperature in your house remotely. It would dial into all the new appliances that were going to come out, computers, washers, dryers, you name it, and spy on you. And we had the director of the CIA, now disgraced, come out and say, hey, we've got great new intelligence. We just use the new washers and dryers. They've got, you know, systems that spy on you. And we just hijack and decode everything off your computer, like the Google cars driving around. And even when they have wireless meter readers that on the surface sound good. Yeah, now you don't have meter readers. It just wirelessly reads it. The problem is that it then reads everything else. And this is on record. And so secret arrest, torture, all this coming out. Just incredible police state news unfolding in this country. And I have seen this all over the nation. You've seen it in the news, where people will videotape police at a demonstration, or people will videotape police in their front yard, or you've seen the footage of a guy in Arkansas videotaping cops from his garage across the street while they got somebody pulled over. And they come over, they come in his garage, he says, please leave, and they go, no, we're arresting you for interfering, for videotaping from his garage down the driveway across the street at them pulling over his neighbor. And they arrest him, and the police chief says, that's good, we will. So, you saw the case last year that we covered here on air. That guy's typed this in. I want to show it to TV viewers, radio listeners. Man faces life in prison for taping and filming police in Illinois. And they sent the attorney general in with a briefing telling the county, oh, we want him put in jail for life. For life, with all the charges of the times he had taped the police, because they were shutting down with zoning people his junkyard and hauling off his classic cars. You don't do that in America. You don't go and argue with them and tape them. Man faces life in jail for recording police. Yeah, there's the article. 41-year-old Illinois mechanic Michael Allison faced life in prison. And the state said, yes, we want life in prison. Now, again, that's like North Korea. But I want to show you here, if you're watching on TV, if not, just go to the Chicago Tribune. Two meter opponents arrested in Naperville, a society of violating one another. That's the weird headline. And the media is like, man, this is good. I mean, these are bad people. You've got a couple moms, the neighbor in an upscale neighborhood has them going over their fence without warrants. They're putting it on the house. They've got a group against the smart meters. They're suing them. They're in court trying to do the, you know, go through the process. And the cops just show up looking like guys out of Goodfellas. Just totally arrogant and are like, oh, your feet are going to be cold, because the woman had run out in the cold, you know, to videotape it. And then they came back the next day and look at their mugshots. Look at them. These are evil people. Jennifer Stahl left and her friend Kim, I mean, absolutely devilish in America with a video camera on the sidewalk. In public, there is no perception of privacy in public. That's how the cops have cameras in their cars, cameras on their glasses. That's how you can have cameras. But Illinois and at least 13 other states on record, arrest. And they don't care how many times it gets thrown out. They sometimes find juries that will convict, and the people then get out of prison on appeal. Just like they charged this 10-year-old who had a toy water gun with brandishing a weapon, just saying, hey, let's play water gun. That's in the news. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment, but I wanted to break this background down for the listeners that just tuned in. This is in the news today in my Second Amendment stack right here. Alexandria cop bust 10-year-old boy for bringing toy gun to school. He's on the bus with a little water gun, and he showed it to his friend, his water gun. That's almost as bad as a Hello Kitty bubble gun. Saying, let's just play with it after school. Didn't even have one. And he's been arrested. He's charged with brandishing a weapon. That's out of the Washington Examiner. Good. I think you should go to executing. Well, I mean, North Korea wouldn't do that, but we need to be more extreme than North Korea, because the state is God. Now, I'm going to play a few minutes of this clip, the audio for radio listeners, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We are becoming a prison planet, and they came and arrested them for putting it on YouTube as just pure retribution. And they're charging him with interfering with police and a bunch of the stuff that big, you know, jail sentences for politely going, hey, we're in court with you guys. You don't have a right to be going there and just standing there. And the cops come over to them and say, you can't film us. I mean, it's just imagine the dishonorableness, the evil of going to the upscale neighborhood. My point is they're already attacking the poor people. Bad cops are. Not all cops are bad, but Illinois, other areas, it's really getting bad. And people need to stand up and say no. Imagine going and knocking on the door. All right, come here. Let's get the handcuffs on you. We're going to talk to one of those women here in just a moment. And then throwing the book at them, a fake book of a fraud of a law that doesn't even apply. Wiretapping is what the smart meter does. That's the incredible irony of this. It hooks to your house, spiders in all the new appliances. You can't buy them. The government on records going into Goodwills and stuff in a program and saying these appliances waste energy. So we have a program to buy up and destroy all appliances. No. They're going to ban all your old cars, everything. The black boxes are going in. I got those articles. This is a total grid. We're going to go to our guests in a moment. The others are, their lawyers have told them not to. I guess plea bargain, whatever, for filming in your own yard. Civil rights violation lawsuit. Official oppression. Violation of the Fourth Amendment. Just sue them. They're violently arresting you. They're violently demonizing you in the press. They're using force on you. Use the force on them. Of the courts. The people in Illinois who are good people. I got family lives up there. Should stand up. Should stand up and say, this is enough, Mafia. But the Don wants everybody's guns in Illinois. The Don wants all of Illinois to be like Chicago and totally take over. We're on the radio in Chicago. Now let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and go to this tape and then we'll go to our guest. But I wanted to give you some background, try to get you out of your coma out there that this is what America has become. Here's the video.
So here's UPA installers crossing over locked fences and against consent.
By the way, this neighbor is in her yard videotaping the gods.
Properties with police.
Not allowed to be in your own yard.
They are
on the sidewalk.
Over locked fences. Laura, do you give consent to have this smart meter installed?
No, absolutely not. This is putting my child in harm's way. My child has a chronic illness, and it could affect her illness and make it worse.
How dare women stand in their own driveway and film police? Arrest them! Arrest them!
Okay, so police are now crossing locked fences.
How arrogant these guys are, man.
Consents.
Can you imagine being them? Can you imagine being that type of... You know.
These are...
He's not protecting me. He's protecting the city. It's like a dictatorship.
It's all funny.
Hey,
you won, didn't you, cops?
What you're doing?
You got to put the women in jail. Yeah, you'll do more than that later, right? It's the time of the government coming, right?
You're the homeowner. Those two men that are on your property.
How can you go to sleep and have a good conscience?
Ooh, got arrested for that, for nicely speaking to their conscience.
Do you give consent for this?
This is North Korea.
All
right, that's enough. I'm going to go to our guest. We're going to have another 20 minutes or so. I really appreciate Jennifer Stahl joining us. It's time for everybody in Illinois, and we're on like five stations in Illinois, including Chicago. I want to see thousands of people marching. I want to see this brought out in the open. I want to see that police department sued. I want to see people out there getting back in the Chicago mafia's face that's trying to take the whole state down and say, we're not your slaves. This isn't North Korea. And they've got a group fighting the smart meters. We got to stand with these women. Now, we are again, joined here by one of the neighbors who was arrested, Jennifer Stahl. I just showed you the Chicago Tribune. Tell us about what happened to you. We're going to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and give you the floor here. What you're facing and where all this is going. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on. You want me to just to tell you what happened in my yard?
Sure. Well, you've heard my rant. Let's first talk about you and your neighbors, the group you've got, what's happening with the smart meters.
Oh boy, where do I start? I was originally interested in the topic and thought I'm actually kind of I'm an energy conservation type person, and I thought, oh, this will be nice. I can have more opportunity to know how I can save energy by having a smart meter on my house. And then somebody said, that, you know, did you know that people are getting sick from these? So I started to research and found that there was an issue. And then other people said, look at the privacy issues and the security risk and the fact that these things are causing fires. And, there's just the cost alone is a big issue as well. So everybody that was concerned from various perspectives all joined together and said, this is an issue and we need to take this to the city. And this our group was formulated literally exactly 2 years ago. And so we formed a group called Naperville Smart Meter Awareness, and we created a nonprofit from that. And our goal really was to educate people so that people would really understand what this meant to them before they would allow this to be on their home, and then also to advocate for everybody in Naperville to have the right to refuse. And the thing is that in Naperville, and I should set the framework for people to understand, is that the city of Naperville is a municipal, they own the utility. So we're not up against an investor-owned utility. It's literally the city. And the city of Naperville provides the power.
All right, stay there.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back and talk about Naperville with you and the whole smart meter issue. And again, if you don't know, folks, it's on record. It dials into all your appliances and spies on you. It's basically a robot attached to the side of your house, an Imperial probe droid.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, Jennifer Stahl's with us till about 40 after that. I'm going to blitz through news ahead of another special report we're going to be doing and your phone calls in the third hour here. Now, I was just talking to Melissa Melton, one of our reporters, about when she was going to UT, the university, and how they had smart meters in there that would actually go and make noise and change when you walked in the dorm. And here's NBC News. Just type in smart meter spy. San Francisco Chronicle. It's not just us saying this. Smart electricity meters can be used to spy on private homes. They even know when you're sleeping, when you're away, and what film you're watching on TV. Did you hear that? And then the cops come and stick them on your house, and they are a high-tech robot stuck on the side of your house that's Imperial probe droid, grabbing everything that's going on. I mean, this is so diabolical, and it's admitted. I talk about this 10 years ago because it was in MIT Magazine and stuff. Oh, yeah, right, sure, they're going to. And now they're just going, we don't care. It's not just something that digitally meters that can then wire back to something. It's a giant spy grid that they make you pay for in the price. That's another way to. I'm going to shut up. I got our guest. She's with us this segment and the next. Let's go back to Jennifer Stahl, who was arrested in America for filming the police, which is not illegal. But finish up with the smart meters, and then let's get to now, I guess, your upcoming trial with your accomplice. I guess just being with you while there was videotaping going on is now a serious crime. Go ahead.
Well, we our organization was informing everybody in the city, and many people have brought things to the city council because they are essentially the executive board over our electric utility, city-owned municipal utility. So Naperville is an island amongst so many other major utilities, investor-owned utilities like ComEd. And the city decided, the city council was given an opportunity and said, oh, you know, hey, look, we can get $11 million from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And they did a money grab, took $11 million because it's free money, of course.
The federal government pays to put these spy devices on your house. This is an NSA spy device. Go ahead.
So our city has very reliable electric power, which is why we were challenging, you know, from a financial perspective alone, why is it that you're doing this? And it doesn't make sense to spend this much money on the benefits that you say are really not that great. So we really challenged that a lot. It's supposedly a $22 million project. They did a money grab and took these funds. So we challenged the city. Many people contacted them, spoke in front of city council meetings for a couple years, really honestly, and challenge them to say, you need to understand the ramifications. You know, you think this is a good thing. You think you're just going to eliminate meter readers, but it's not, it's actually at the cost. You're robbing from Peter to pay Paul is what I've consistently said. You're in, you know, the health, the privacy, security, you know, how many security analysts are you going to keep on hand to protect our grid from getting shut down from a terrorist when terrorists are working 24/7 around the world?
Yeah, working at Cyber Command, yeah. Now expanding on this, they say it's to lower prices for you. It's well known they use these to gouge people everywhere.
Yes, we've seen that and we've heard reports, and then you see it's a stepping stone as an opportunity for them to go to time of use pricing as a standard and not as an option, which the city has made everything as optional, demand response, where you can give them control if you opt for them to do that over your air conditioner or your pool heater or something like that. Those are all optional programs, which they've, you know, when people started squawking at them and saying this is a problem, they, well, it's all going to be optional. And I said, well, if everything's optional, then why aren't you making the meter optional? This was meant to be an opt-in program from the Energy Policy Act of 2005 that the federal government enacted. It's right on our website. It shows very, very plainly and clearly in a paragraph that says smart meters and time of use pricing or automated metering infrastructure, AMI. It's another word that they're getting away from calling them smart meters because people are catching on. If you look right in the very plain English that the Energy Policy Act of 2005 states, utilities are supposed to offer it. make it available upon request for an opt-in program. We really have urged the city to take a step back and make it an opt-in program because everything is optional. You're wasting $22 million on something that really isn't going to be taken advantage of. They estimated all sorts of things. I'm getting off track with the financials, but so the city proceeded and they said, no, we're right. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not a health risk. They're proven to be safe, which of course is completely false. There's no proof anywhere on a study that shows that the smart meters are safe. From a health perspective or a safety, even for that matter, they're not UL listed. They're not.
All right. Well, stay there, ma'am. And again, we have an extremist on. I want to apologize to all listeners. A woman with her next door neighbor dared video police from the sidewalk without a warrant installing a giant spy device. This is, I'm sorry, Kim Jong-il is very upset from his grave in North Korea that a woman would dare stand up to men in uniform. This is a thought criminal. We'll come back with the extremists. Stay with us. She's very frightening. Oh, my gosh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, smart meters are a scam at every level. And we don't oppose them because we're anti-technology. It's like a gun is technology. A car is technology. A computer is. It's that it's loaded up with Trojan horses you've got to pay for. It's designed where they can double, triple charge you. That's what Ken Lay and Enron designed it for. And it's a giant boondoggle where the government gives billions. And we're talking about in her small town, you know, tens of millions, was it 20 million, to pay to put things on that if they were really a tiny little wireless system that just read it, might cost a couple hundred dollars be encased. And then it goes back to the wireless thing and then you don't have meter readers. But the point is then that gets rid of the human element. It gets rid of jobs. It overall doesn't even save you money. But instead it's these big giant units slapped on there, depending on the unit, that dial in. Have you gone and tried to buy a coffee maker, a TV, a computer, a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a Cuisinart? I mean, they're coming out with Michelin tires and stuff with RFID chips in them. The cans of soup, the RFID, it's all Pentagon designed, all globalist designed. They call it smart dust. So these things read it. And I have articles today where they're announcing, we're going to track you with Facebook even when you don't have your phone. Our face scanners are going up everywhere. You'll buy and sell with it. This is the control grid. And our own Melissa Melton wanted to talk about what she saw at college. And again, this is old technology and they make you pay for it. And they always say you're going to save money. And the thing is, they're high powered transmitters, folks. They are blasting through your house, picking up all the other devices, activating them. And remember what the CIA director said. He said, your washing machine is watching you. That was Wired Magazine. It was a quote. He got up in front of the Pentagon and said, hey, the CIA spies on everybody. Type in CIA director, your washing machine is spying on you. I want to show viewers. If you're a radio listener, go look that up. This is what's happening. I want to give the floor for about 10 minutes to our guest, and then we're going to have Melissa Melton comment on it with any of her questions, one of our reporters. She's got a special report coming up tomorrow here on the syndicated radio broadcast. We've got three reports tomorrow. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and David Ortiz are both going to be in studio tomorrow with special reports live. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, going back to the thought criminal, Jennifer Stahl, imagine in her neighborhood, they'd gone to court. They had an organization. These meters rip you off. They admit they're spying on you. Without warrants, they come and put them on. And then they videotape and politely say, you don't have my authorization to do this. So they put it on YouTube and the police come and arrest them. I mean, just imagine. She deserves life in prison or execution. I mean, that's not enough to just arrest this woman. What does she think this is, America? This is North Korea on steroids, if they have their way. It shows power-drunk madness of the system. Totally disjointed, out of control. So we've talked about the smart meters now. Talk about what happened that we don't just see on the three-minute tape, what your arrest and your accomplice's arrest was like, and now the media all being very serious. Yes, these women, I mean, just like the gentleman last year, do they deserve, I'm being sarcastic, life in prison? With a straight face, yes, yes. Life in prison. So let's talk about, do you want to confess your evil here on air?
I honestly was doing only what any normal person and anybody else in Naperville or around this country has wanted to do.
Oh.
Their property.
Come on, extremist, admit you're evil.
I cannot. I have been very civil and.
Oh, that's what you all say. I'm glad you went to jail, sister, and we're going to get you more in the future. You'll go to a labor camp and work for the government full time. Okay, I'm going to stop doing the absurd. This is absurd. It's Twilight Zone. Talk about the arrest. Break it all down for us, play by play. And then what happened? Well, first the smart meter, then the arrest. Yeah.
We had filed a federal lawsuit in December of 2011, and we hoped that the city would take that very seriously and that they would reconsider. And they have said, instead, dug their heels in and stood their ground. And so they started to install last year, and they threatened, you know, as people were refusing, people didn't want to, but they were locking their gates and their fences. Hundreds of families, if not maybe thousands, maybe a couple thousand at the very least, were saying no. They told people in the papers, they said, well, we will send police escorts if people continue to refuse. So multiple times people have refused, and it finally came to a head with the last final nasty gram that we got in the mail that this is your final notice, and here is how this is the ordinances that state that we own the property, we own the meter, and we have the right to access and change the meter. So we had gotten notice from the city, and again, it was just, I don't know what's going to happen. So that fateful day of January 23rd, they were arriving and jumping people's fences. Kim, who is our ward president, was home when they assaulted her house. They jumped her fence. She went outside and videotaped them installing on her house, and she told them no and told them to stop, and they cut right through her meter guard. And they just did that. So, and then she proceeded. So the video that you saw earlier of the woman with the red hair and the purple shirt was in Naperville that Kim had gone to her home to film that while the police were there escorting and authorizing them to jump the fences. And so Kim videotaped that as well. We made a connection with our local CBS station who had videotaped us and or had done a story on us about a year and a half ago. And they contacted and came out, and they were doing some interviews with us, and they saw the videos, and they were going to make their story. And at that time, I received a call from my husband that the installers had arrived at our house. So I said, you know, tell them no, and I'll be right home. And CBS, I invited CBS to follow. And so actually CBS is the one who caught everything that went down at my house. And Kim came along, and she also videotaped it. And to our understanding, so Kim was charged with the eavesdropping. I was charged for blocking the meter.
And I wonder if the police are going to arrest CBS News for videotaping them. I mean, why not arrest everybody?
That's the funny part of it. If you look at our website, our homepage, NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org, it has the CBS video in there. It's also in our latest news section. They did a 5 o'clock broadcast and a 10 o'clock broadcast. Both of them show very clearly. It's, you see the policeman and talking to me, and Kim is standing there with her little teeny camera, and it's all being videotaped by CBS. And I was like, wait, he's having her arrested on my private property where she's been welcome to videotape. And as far as we understand, that's completely legal. And so he told his police officers to arrest. This was the sergeant. So I was really astonished by all of that, and he proceeded to encourage me to, so I didn't see the rest of what had happened because I moved to my backyard where I said that I would not permit them to access the meter, and I very calmly just said, you know, I don't approve. I've informed the city. I do not permit this on my property.
And you talked to your government owner?
I talked to the police officer that was there, and I said no, and he tried to convince me they have the right, and I said no, I don't submit to the new functions that this meter does. When I applied for electricity, or, you know, signed up for electricity, I agreed to pay for it, and I agreed for them to supply it to me, and I don't subscribe to the new functions that this meter provides, and I'm going to keep my analog meter. So they, I stood in my backyard where I have a fence, and I had it locked with a bike lock, and the sergeant waved the installers forward and said,
and you're even polite to the god man, I mean the king, the North Korean owner of us, his property, and that is what you're charged with, is obstructing the police, just talking, saying I verbally do not consent, and then they go over without the warrant and place the federal spy device on your house.
Yeah, after they cut my lock, they moved in.
They cut your lock, break your property, and then do this.
Yes, I stood in front of the meter and said I refuse the installation of the smart meter on my home. And he said, step away, you're under arrest. And I said, for what? And he said, for interfering. And I said, interfering with what? And he said, interfering with an officer. So I complied because he'd said I was under arrest.
Sure. And that's why they want our guns so bad, so they can really bring in the North Korean style. I mean, that is their plan. The billion six bullets, the underground bases, the checkpoints. They're now running checkpoints all over the country where they just search your car without a warrant. And they just go, hey, I got a gun and a taser. Get out, I'm searching. And cops, I hope you know, they're going to take the dollar. They're going to take your pensions. They're going to destroy America. So I hope you enjoy the big power trip. Okay, because, you know, you have signed on to every tyranny the world's ever seen, and then some. I mean, this is so hardcore. Now, where is this going? The other women who were arrested don't want to come on because their lawyers have told them not to. This has been adjudicated federally and at the state level literally hundreds of times. There's been thousands of cases of this, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. In fact, I think it's more than 100 times. I just read a few months ago in Illinois, and they just keep arresting, keep arresting, keep arresting. They will try to claim more of a case that you peacefully stood there when Supreme Court's ruled, state courts have ruled, the Indiana just court ruled, no warrant. You peacefully stood there and said, no, you can't put this on my property. They should have left and gone or presented you with an injunction, a warrant, whatever it is. No, they didn't. They didn't do that. And so it's definitely a civil rights violation. There's a lot of ways to go after this, though. You can go after them because you didn't sign on for this. You can go after them because it's on record that it's a boondoggle. You can go after them for official oppression. What type of stuff did the police say to you once you were in the car? Because sometimes I don't know the story. That's why I'm asking. They'll apologize for being agents of tyranny, but a lot of times now they're really proud of it. What happened once you got in the police car?
Nothing, actually. The transporting officer didn't say anything to me, and I had basically made small talk with the other officers that were there.
So they're as big a robot as the robot they're putting on your house.
Quite honestly, these police, and as much as people say, I said honestly, they were just doing what they were told to. So I really find it very clear that somebody above them said, you're going to go ahead and do this.
But you know about Nuremberg rulings and other rulings, they are still completely guilty.
It's hard for me to slam the police.
I know, but they're more guilty because they'd sworn an oath. They are more guilty.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of oaths they've sworn. I just wanted to keep my analog meter, and I'm really disappointed that the city had used them to force it on me and to.
So, where's this going now? I mean, I guess they're licking their chops trying to put you in jail.
Well, I mean, they took me in and they released me after a couple of hours, but I kind of sat around for a while. I don't know what they were doing. If they knew what they were arresting me for, I thought they would have given me
What are you planning to do with the robot now attached to your house that's spying on you?
Well, I honestly can't say what I plan to do. I'm undecided.
Will they remove it? I would go dark as a protest and have candles and make a big deal out of it.
They won't let people do that. There are people who actually told the city, they said, I want you to cut the power off and take that off my house, and they've told them no.
Yeah, you must take this is the new slavery. They're all dividing us around black and white and all this other garbage. While the new thing is we're going to attach robots that are on record ripping you off and frying you with electromagnetic radiation. What is it? 100 times a cell phone. I saw one estimate. We're going to do this to you 24/7. It's going to know what movie you're watching. That's NBC News. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And I mean, this is incredible.
Yes, it is. It's really amazing that they continue to turn their heads to the side and say, no, that's not possible. Because it is. It is. It's completely possible.
Well, people are starting to cut these off and smash them. They're trying to persecute people. It's just going to make it a bigger issue. We have to stop and again, people say, it's just technology. The system is evil. They're using things that sound reasonable to enslave us. They're spying on us.
If it's just technology and it was so benign, it would have been proven a long time ago that there was really nothing wrong with these. If they were so great, they would just sell themselves. But when it's a Fourth Amendment right to privacy within my own home, I do not subscribe to you keeping track of when I'm home and when I'm not. And when you have a wireless system set up, who's to say that you can't just automate?
MIT admits it's admittedly a control grid. They're not even denying it. It's like, here's your robot spy that hooks into all the new stuff that's being manufactured, and the CIA director comes out and says, we're watching you off your appliances. I mean, that's how arrogant. And, yeah, we'll kill you with drones for no reason. We're setting up checkpoints. And, yeah, we got machine guns. Let me tell you, the government's gone bad. And the fact that they tried to put people in jail for life in Illinois for filming police, you need to understand, they may be smiling and stuff. Now, they're dangerous, okay, because they'll do whatever they're told. I mean anything they're told. This country is in deep trouble, and if we don't stand up and say no, it's over. Melissa Melton, reporter, do you have any questions for Jennifer Stahl, who's had the courage here in the new homeland to come on our show and talk about her evil activity?
Well, actually, I just had a story I thought she might be interested in. Whenever I first moved here, I think the next thing is going to be, from smart meters, there's going to be smart thermometers, because when I first moved here, I stayed with a bunch of college students. And
the new thermostats only work, they dial into the smart meter.
Exactly. And what happens is, when I came in there, she said, this is a cool new thing. We're in this project with UT and they put in this cool meter. And she came and showed it to me. And all you had to do was walk by it and it would turn on and it would tell you what the temperature was in your house today, what it was yesterday, and what it could be, and how much money you could. I mean, it was all this information coming out of it. And she's like, and I can change my temperature from far away. I can go to another town and change it if I forget to set it. And it's like, well, yeah, but who else can change it as well?
Yeah, these are all available right now. All that technology is available right now.
And it's all a way to control. They can control it later. Later down the road, they can say, oh, we don't think you need this much air conditioning this summer. We'll just control that.
On the face, looks like a really great idea, but then when you really think about the ramifications, when it's wireless, who else can get into it and can control it from that direction? And who's to say down the road, Department of Energy or somebody else says, you know, from a federal level, we're just going to throw out the Constitution and we're going to start controlling power.
No, they've already said in California it's now going to charge you more at peak times or, quote, turn it off when need be. That's already been done.
Yes, and yeah, I think in Arizona that's already taking place. Yeah, certain people want to watch their...
No, but see how your mind is designed because you're a reasonable person to go, that might happen someday. It's already happening.
Exactly.
It's all they are. It's incredible. Do you have any questions for her, Melissa?
I was just going to say, have you read the studies that show all of these different things that health effects and different other things that happen to people that have these meters? Headaches, heart problems, difficulty sleeping, difficulty breathing. I mean, these are on record.
They're coming. All the new light bulbs, the reason they're mandated is they can do data over the power line. They're computers. And, then it accesses your computer. All the school laptops are watching the kids at home. That's on record. I mean, we're already so deep into this, Melissa.
I mean, there's a reason those light bulbs have an FCC stamp on the outside of it. The Federal Communications Commission stamp on the outside of a...
They admit they're communicating.
They're communicating.
It's designed to take your computer over. It's already on most of the new computers.
Well, a regular LED light bulb has, what, a couple hundred of this EMF coming out. Those new light bulbs, it's tens of thousands you're being hit with on radiation.
Oh, listen.
It's tens of thousands.
Listen, it's not... Everybody I know, people have apologized to me. They put them in. They all get sick, and they're all like, there's a black market now for the old bulbs.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, how did you wake up? How do people support you? How do they get involved? I think we should make a stand on this. You need to get on the offense with these creatures there in your town.
Well, our website is NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org, and we do have a donation page that goes to help with our advocacy and our...
And what about a march? I mean, against the Orwellian nightmare, you know, wake up Naperville. I mean, you need to go illustrate how crazy this is.
Well, honestly, Alex, we've been doing it for a couple of years, and we have, we've tried and tried to reason with these people, and the council, 9 people, quite honestly, only 5 of them could actually kind of admit.
Hey, well, stay there. I want to get your final points. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in seed bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., 1 in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery.
We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans, and it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
If you're watching on TV, we have a Fox 29 report of smart meters burning people's houses down. And this is happening in Australia all over. These things just burst into flames all the time because they're an outside computer just jam-packed with spy tech. And you got to love how they make them look like the old-fashioned meter. And they even brag on their company sites, we make them look like the old things. People don't get upset. We have surveillance pods inside fake transformers to watch them as well. Microphones and street lights will also listen to the population. The globalists see themselves as psychologists, scientists, anthropologists. And they say this, studying us, the animals. They the Morlock, we the Eloi. And you have to understand, it's totally predatory. Totally predatory. At the highest level, where all the tech that's rolled out and approved is designed to control you. Melissa, you were talking about the new, globally putting these in, new light bulbs. Break down the numbers of how much electromagnetic radiation one of these curly cube light bulbs puts off versus the old ones.
I believe the incandescent light bulbs, it was in the 200s. The LED light bulbs was in the 300s, but the new CFLs, it was in the 26,000 range. It's very high.
And notice, yeah, so the LEDs are actually good. They're not bad, but the government's not mandating that. It's like, you will take this.
Right.
And it's so high powered, it's filled with mercury and gas and stuff to be able to cook you like this.
Yeah, and there's a special instruction sheet on how to dispose of it because of all the mercury and stuff that's inside it. There's a step-by-step process.
But the issue is they choose it all, the fluoride in the water. You've got reports about what they're putting in the food. I mean, they know. I mean, I have an article here about, you know, eight-year-old gives birth in Mexico, and they're asking why the new puberty for girls is like 10. It used to be 14. Because they're killing us, folks. They know what they're doing. I have the White House Science Czar's own book, Eco-Science. I have Paul Ehrlich's books. All top government advisors, they're eugenicists. So they have decoys, things that look harmless, cell phones, all of it, surveilling you, tracking you, poisoning you, the body scanners at the airport, all of it. And this sounds so wild, but it's real. Let's go to Jennifer Stahl here, finishing up. Any other points you'd like to make about this, ma'am?
What's happening here in Naperville is because, like I was saying, it's a little island. We are actually a case study. It's on the government, the whitehouse.gov's. They submitted a document back when they put out American Recovery and Reinvestment Act about how the smart grid of the 21st century, and Naperville is listed in it as a case study. So we honestly are being studied. You know, it would be a perfect smart grid if they actually did get 100% of compliance, which is what the city manager is saying right now in the newspapers.
But you're an example of crushing people to see if they can get it done. Yeah, you know, that's why I'm saying you're so important. We've got to fight here.
Right, and we worked to get a referendum, a non-binding advisory referendum on the ballot, and the city actually got involved and worked to object it, and the city electoral board, which of course is made up of the city attorney and the city manager, the city clerk, and the mayor and the senior most council member, they said that we didn't have valid signatures, so they got it.
Look, it's time to start getting aggressive with these people. You've got all sorts of lawsuits. Lawyers need to contact you. They're on your website and take action against these people. What about your friend who videotaped the news right beside her? They're allowed to videotape on the sidewalk. She's been arrested. And I guess that's going forward. Jail time now for videotaping on the sidewalk. I mean, how dare you not want a giant robot that bursts into flames attached to the side of your house?
Right. All she was doing was videotaping what was happening. She was videotaping the police officer doing, quote unquote, his job of what he was told to do. And I don't understand how that's unlawful. So,
well, videotaping isn't allowed in North Korea either, hon.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, you're a wonderful lady and have a lot of courage, and just God bless you. And people are going to be contacting you. Folks are going to want to come from all over. You set a date a month from now for a big demonstration, and I'll get behind it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you. An amazing lady.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Global Technocratic Psycho Science Guild has broken down a global grid, an exactly contoured and programmed plan to roll out an electric spy grid, a total grid. We may have a mic open or headphones or something on in here. Something's going on over here. They've got a total plan to bring in this program. And MIT brags, the globalists all brag. They just say, we're going to put the grid in, incrementally turn off the resources, make people get sterilized to get food produced by giant robot factories, and then we'll just go ahead and release bioweapons on everybody else and kill them. And we're going to phase out to about 1% of the population. They tell regular students before their master's degree or their PhD that they're only going to get rid of 80%. And then once you get higher up, they go, no, we're going to kill 90%. And in the higher level white papers, they go, we're going to kill more than 99%. And you're only letting, I mean, even Dr. Bianca, you know, at UT says, well, I'll have to die in my family, but it's for the cause. And the Texas Academy of Sciences stood and cried. Yes, I mean, they're going to die. We're going to die so David Rockefeller gets everything. He gave us our PhDs. He's gone. He knows better. Yeah, David Rockefeller. Oh, I love you, David Rockefeller. I'm supposed to just roll over and go, oh, well, you're putting spy robots on my house and spying on me and streetlights with microphones and you're dialing into my computer watching me and everything's controlled. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the cancer viruses and the vaccines. Thank you so much for everything. Gee, thanks for the GMO that sterilizes all the rats you feed it to. Hey, gee, thanks for all the increased cancer rates and death happening. Man, I really appreciate the government. Oh, and oh, the troops, too. Yeah, I support them. That's why we should let them use DU and have their pension funds stolen. I mean, it's all just fake, and it's all just a giant fraud. We humans are seen by the globalists as animals, and they've created an artificial environment, artificial culture, artificial media, artificial twisted info by degrees until they phased it into just la-la land now, and the general public is losing connection to reality and just, drones are going to kill me, and the smart meter watches what I do. That's freedom. You don't like it, you're a terrorist. So I'm going to give the phone number out and take your phone calls when we come back and run through a bunch of important news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First time callers. Let's let other people get on the show, please. 800-259-9231. And I mean, so when you're awake to this stuff, it is literal cuckoo land. And then it's not like you're crazy. You go read the books by the globalists. Got a bookshelf right over there. I've shown it to you, showing you the articles. We got a bunch of articles with globalists. One child policy worldwide, sterilize everybody, cut the energy off for the earth, take over, get rid of the family. I mean, there's like 7 or 8 articles a day on Infowars.com where they're just telling us what they're going to do to us. It's not like I'm just sitting here, you know, giving you my objective look at this. It's not even about being objective. It's beyond that. It's prima facie, in your face, admitted, trumpeted in thousands of publications, their plan, their religion, and they get the Texas Academy of Sciences up there, and 90%+ of them standing ovation when Dr. Bianca projects red skulls on the wall and says, soon airborne Ebola will be released, and 90% of us will die, and I know me and my family are going to die, but it's for the earth, and I'm awaiting it, and it's just such a moment of darkness and such a power trip to imagine 6.5 billion dead people, that they just all start crying. It is so luscious. It is so good. It is so powerful. Oh, I'm a nerdly person with a pocket protector, and something in me gets excited when I talk about killing people in mass. Oh, it's so good. It's because you are absolutely selected, because you are a twit. You are a control freak. You are a nobody. You are a failure. You are a joke. You are anti-human. You are a cog. You love and worship the power. You're a wannabe technocrat. You're a joke. You're filthy. The globalists are probably going to destroy the earth. They're the ones doing all the GMO, but you're not worried about that. Just kill the humans. Carbon dioxide's evil.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a ton of news that we've not gotten to so far. It is all, well, part of the insanity of our world. Let me just recap a few of the top stories here. Polish dismay over CIA torture papers that their country's been used as a torture base. I mean, it came out 6 years ago they had torture camps in Poland. And, of course, it's continuing under Obama. And then 5 years from now, they'll have more reports of, we didn't know that. I mean, it's just the standard response to a public they know is in a coma. Financial Times of London. I mean, Obama said he stopped the torturing. It turns out they've expanded it. Of course, it's all lies. But he is a Democrat, so it must be okay. Continuing, judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts for implications of White House drone memo saying, you don't even need to be a terrorist. See, folks, it's the same thing. They just say you're a terrorist, no judge, no jury, and kill you. You're a U.S. citizen. They're even saying they'll kill you here. Israel said in Reuters like 7, 8 years ago, they said, we'll kill U.S. citizens in America if we think they're connected to terrorists. In America. Well, absolutely. Well, that's what hospitality's for. Come and kill our citizens. I mean, that's what this has become. And now they're just saying, yeah, we'll kill whoever we want. You don't have to be a terrorist or, you know, even be connected to it, really. We'll just kill you. It's the same thing. Exclusive. Again, Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. And it goes on that Homeland Security is not doing 90% of the Freedom of Information Act request. No. It's totally illegal. They're doing it. So what? Their secret. The smart meter. Hey, I wonder if you can put a smart meter on the NSA and listen to what they're doing. Oh, no. You'll be going to jail for the rest of your life. But we're going to watch and listen to you, Mac. And if you don't like it, we're not going to take it off your house. In fact, they're even coming into areas that are rural areas and saying, we're putting one on your house, and if you don't like it, the SWAT team's going to come here. And you're like, well, where's your warrant? Where's your order? We don't need that. They have MP5 submachine guns. They're down the street in an armored vehicle right now, old man. Right now, old man. We don't need nothing anymore. We have the firearms. Do you understand? We're looking to crush you people. They're going to take everything. I hope everyone enjoys their evil. Because the babies getting aborted aren't humans either. And, oh, and I guess 13-month-old child run over by the eugenics police in China. And our media is like, well, I mean, it's probably an accident. Oh, isn't it nice to have a helpful media? They'd like to be able to do stuff like that here. And don't worry, they will. If we let them, and I'm sure we will. Because it's normal to have the government doing everything it's doing. Warrantless checkpoints everywhere now. It's for our safety. The drug war's for our safety. It's all for safety now. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Yeah, yeah. We'll deal with that insider trading, and then they push it through. Carney, drone strikes legal. Ethical, wise, well, if Carney said, I mean, after all. And no discussion of how Anwar al-Awlaki is admittedly CIA and trained at the Pentagon. It's mainstream news, but just ignore that. Let's continue. City in Virginia becomes first to pass anti-drone legislation. Things going in the right direction there. Some good news there. Then we have, of course, the last hour's guest, imagine filming the police next to a CBS news crew. The CBS news crew, of course, was not arrested for filming. Only a scum citizen was. And after all, that's the way to go. After all, that's the way to handle the whole thing. Isn't that just special? Absolutely, totally, and completely special. Special in every way. Let's go to the gun stack. Then I'm going to get to the police state stack and then to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Let's look at this article right here. California law would force gun owners to buy insurance, and the legislature can say whatever cost it is. And they have legislators admitting, yeah, you can build a coal plant. We're just going to bankrupt it. And they say, you can You can get a gun if you can pay $10,000 a year insurance. Power to tax is the power to destroy, like Obamacare, set to double premiums this year and set to quadruple them in the next 5 to 6 years. Hey, how's that going to bankrupt you? And that's the plan. And you know what? The IRS is then going to come take your house, your car, and everything else. And then if you don't pay that, we're going to put you in jail. That sounds like some freedom, huh? On the poorest people. Getting your hours cut to 25 hours, written by the corporations. A new payroll tax. How's it? Has the economy shrinking? The food stamp rolls just exploded? Man, you're going to get some help from the government, aren't you? Because let me tell you, Obama's real nice with those 100-plus torture camps where they're killing kids in front of their parents and stuff. I mean, these are real nice people. They're real nice. And they're buying the bunkers and the bullets and the tanks and training to kill you and your family because they're good people. Good people. Good people. That's right. They say, hey, it's for the earth. We're getting rid of your jobs. Yeah. Woo, the government loves us. And all of you that serve the system and think you're on the winning team. Oh, you're on the winning team, all right. Oh, yeah, you just opened the door for something real nice. Real nice. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you like it. Here's New World Order. All right. There's that first article. That doesn't get you happy. This one's even better. You want more? Hey, Washington Examiner. Alexandria cops bust 10-year-old for bringing toy gun to school. And they're charging him for the water gun, for the toy gun. That's even more evil than a bubble gun. It's even got a longer range. I mean, my goodness. What, he got 100 shots in one? I mean, and they're charging him for brandishing a weapon. He didn't even threaten anybody with a toy gun. You could actually, with a toy gun that looks real, if you threatened somebody and demanded something, that actually would be. But no, he just said, look, I got my little water gun. You want to play after school? Oh, my gosh. I remember going to public school when I was in first grade, and they had the school fair, and everybody got little free cap guns. Well, you know, if you like dunked the lady or whatever, or got the apple, or you got a little toy gun, but not now. No. When my dad was a kid, he took his shotgun to school to go hunting with people. But no. Now, little 10-year-old Billy, well, his life's over. He's going to be in the criminal system. And they say they're going forward with the prosecution. Criminal prosecution and keep America safe while the government ships in the narcotics. The boy, a fifth grader at Douglas MacArthur, imagine what Douglas MacArthur would think of that, elementary school, whose name is not being released, was charged as a juvenile with brandishing a weapon, police said. He was also suspended from school, and Alexander City Police Superintendent Morton Sherman said further action is being considered, excluding expulsion. On Monday, the boy showed the plastic gun to at least one other student during a bus ride home and from the school. The 10-year-old did not point it at anyone or threaten to shoot it, but he neglected to mention that the weapon was a fake, said Alexandria Police Spokeswoman Ashley Hinderbrandt. He didn't threaten to shoot anybody, but he neglected. Well, you know, the 10-year-old didn't know the subtlety. She got the prosecutors going, how do we get this hardened criminal? Well, we could twist the statue this way, and then maybe the jury won't know it's a violation of law. And then we could violate his civil rights and get another one in the system. We get federal money for that. You know, you can't just get the money by putting them all on Prozac and Ritalin and screwing them all up that way. We got to get them in the prisons. After all, they've got agreements with the big prison companies to fill those things at 90%, so they've got the prison industries running security in the schools. Yes, tutoring them. The tutelage. Now you don't get what's the name of it when someone, a tutor, yes. Yes, you don't now get tutelage to go to college or become an engineer. You know, you have prison guard tutors preparing you for the new America, where every house gets a smart meter. Instead of a chicken in every pot, a smart meter and a microwave oven frying you in your body. Oh, another loving article. Here's another one. Court, New York Times request for New York City gun owners violates law. Yeah, of course it's illegal when newspapers for decades publish concealed carry owners' homes and people get robbed and harassed. But they don't care. No one will enforce that. So what if it's illegal? Of course, it's illegal putting a smart meter on your house to rip you off and spy on you. But so what? So are drones killing people with no prior proof or cause. So what? Let's continue. Video. Newtown father blast gun control. Video's powerful. I meant to play it. We have time. We will. You will take my ability to protect my Victoria from my cold, dead hands. Well, obviously an extremist. I mean, he's probably the type that would film police on the sidewalk. I mean, can you imagine these Americans? Think on their sidewalk, they can film police putting a smart meter on their house in Illinois? Thank God all these housewives got arrested immediately. Or came from work and whatever. I mean, my goodness. Oh, Bruce Willis, who I know is a listener, but we've never really worked too hard to get him on. But folks, get the word to Bruce. I guess I could call Rick Linkletter, who told me he was a listener, and I confirmed it. I need to get him on the show. Bruce Willis, don't infringe on my Second Amendment. And he goes on to just say it's all a big power grab. Okay, there you got that. Postal Service to cut Saturday mail. Oh, yes, the implosion continues. You don't need that mail anymore, prisoner. Prison officer busted after becoming pregnant by cop killer she was guarding. Well, I mean, you can't keep two peas in a pod away from each other, can you? Everybody knows the prisons are the biggest party in the world. I mean, they're selling sex, blood. That's what they sell to get the drugs, and the drugs come out. A lot of big prisons, including the youth prisons, you know, they run prostitution rackets with the kids. That's how they make their money to get their drugs. That's the older ones, the little ones, you know, the kids that are just kept there, you know, the 10-year-olds and stuff when the judges and people show up. You know, it's a big party. I mean, come on, man. The government cares about you, though. They're good people. Oh, police woman demoted over sexually explicit video and photos. Well, yeah, she'll probably go to prison, you know, because it's just a woman, you know, with regular, you know, normal stuff. That should be illegal. Now, you know, they want to kill kids in a torture camp. I mean, that's completely good. I mean, that's freedom in America. Children allegedly engage in sex acts with each other at Carson Preschool. So now if kids, they're going to try to put them in jail now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Look, I got a bunch of other news. I haven't even got, that was one stack I was going through that just is so absurd and so over the top. I don't even know what to say anymore. Just the level of tyranny piling and piling and piling, and the whole government structure all hyped up in a bizarre frenzy, an orgy of violating us and running over us and stealing from us and henpecking us. And it's, he sent forth hordes of agents to eat out our substance. That's what is in the Declaration of Independence. And it makes me physically ill. It makes me physically ill because I haven't even gotten in to half of this stack. And just listen to what's in these stacks. I'll just try to read the headlines. One child policy enforcer crushes baby to death after parents refuse to pay fine. This is how NBC News ran it. Baby crushed by car containing China one child policy team. How do you spin it? Where we'll just run over the baby here with the parents being, you know, held by the other enforcers. And then, baby crushed. I guess that'd be like man on death, you know, man at prison, sat down in chair accidentally and had electricity go through head in an electric chair. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is just crazy. All dogs will now be microchipped, government says, in England. That's getting humans ready for it. Nowhere to hide. New Facebook app to track offline users. second grader suspended for trying to save the world. Germany, games destroy CCTV cameras. That's a government setup to try to get youth to go out and do stuff. Mexican girl gets pregnant just as 8-year-olds. And then we've got all the breakdowns of the plastic additives and stuff designed to make women hyper-feminine and men feminine. That's why men are so feminine now. UK government plans to track all web users. MI5 to install black box spy devices to monitor British internet traffic. That's been in since the internet started. It's all on record. They're just telling the slaves about it now. Where evil lurks, neurologist discovers dark patch inside a human brain of killers, and so they'll just have to cut that out of us now. We won't resist them. Meet Rex, the $1 million bionic man with a working heart, set of lungs, and human face. That'll be your new smart meter they attach to your house. Hi, I'm Max. I'm watching you. This is freedom. This is not 1984. If you say it is, you'll be permanently detained. If you videotape me, you'll be arrested. But I'm going to watch you. Hi, I'm Max. Americans spend up to 80% of time cyber loafing. Yeah. Not around here, they don't. And that's just that stack. Let's just start going to some calls right now. I got more coming up. Let's talk to John in Texas, who wants to talk about a toy gun. I just said the word gun. If you say toy gun in school, you get arrested. Ooh. Oh, so you're like, well, that's crazy. Not the next generation. They're brainwashing them now. Go ahead, John, saying the word that should have you arrested, toy gun. Go ahead.
I'm 63. I went to school, the elementary school in the 1950s. And everybody took toy guns to school back then and played with them on a playground. We had, everybody took jackknives to school. When we had show and tell,
we all brought our pocket knives and showed them off. And that was for me just 25 years ago. I know.
My dad, we had show and tell. My dad had a Japanese flag and bayonet. He got in the Pacific and I took it to school for show and tell. My buddy's dad had a bread.
Let me stop you. Did you just say dad? That's another word. You can't say gun or dad. Now, next time you're going to jail.
Okay.
Now, they're already arresting people for stuff like that, so watch it. Watch it, racist. Watch it, racist. Watch it, sexist.
My buddy's dad.
Don't say buddy. That means friendship. They're not allowed to shake hands in most public schools. First dodgeball, now no running, now no shaking hands. Don't say dad. Don't say buddy. Don't say gun. Don't say bayonet.
Well, my friend's dad had a
bread. No, you don't say dad here. And you don't say bayonet. Man, this guy's an extremist. You think I'm joking? In England, you get arrested for this. Go ahead.
He went in and he asked the teacher if he could bring the pistol in to show it for show and tell. The teacher said, yeah. His dad took the magazine out of it, gave it to him. He brought it into school.
Oh, extremism, extremism.
Put the gun in his desk. Show and tell time came. He stood up in front of the class and said, told how his dad captured that pistol during the Italian campaign.
Show and tell is not allowed because it allows the child to direct the teaching. Department of Education wants it gone. You're only allowed to show and tell out of a booklet where you can select what they want you to look at. You can't have children with original thought, thinking about what they want to bring all week, excited about getting up and speaking to people. Mike, we could have individuals if that happened. You need to be on Ritalin Prozac now. There it is. France proposes banning words, mother and father, from government documents in schools. There you go. It's also in the schools. See, I told you. You filth.
At the end of the day, the teacher gave the gun back to my dad, or my friend, and he said, here, Al, take this back to your dad.
Oh, my extremism, I'm sorry. Get him off the air. Can't wait till the government totally takes over and arrests all these people. I mean, the government's going to have guns. The government, look, when the commissars have guns and the people have them, red power, our guns are good, yours are bad. I control the words, I'm a liberal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes. So there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com.
This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to pray for this broadcast. I'm trying everything I can to illustrate the absurdity, okay? I'm trying everything I can to get you thinking here. I was just shown a video clip we're going to queue up and play a little bit later after I take some more calls of Chris Rock in a speech today. I saw him on CNN during a break up there animatedly telling us we should all turn our guns in except for the government. And he's like, look, Obama is now our daddy. And see, that's what I used to say about Bush. Conservatives would let him do anything that was not conservative or not constitutional because he was our daddy. He was our daddy. And they associated their power with him. They associated their identity with him. And now with Obama, I mean, it's just, hey, I like him if he tortures or secretly arrests. Hey, I like him, so that means I'm a winner. I like him if he raises my taxes. I'm a winner. I like it if he lies to me. I'm a winner. Because it doesn't matter. And that's why we're going poor. That's why our society's falling apart. Is because we have gotten to this point. I've got all these clips I want to play. We've got just a ton of them. We've got Melissa Melton's Super Bowl Illuminati special report that we can put together. We've got just a whole passel. Guys, can I have, when you get a chance, the latest video sheet, audio clip sheet? Or is this the latest? Because I don't see some on there that I know we have. It is important to support this broadcast. Because you know I'm going 110% here, and so is my crew. And we are trying our very, very best to get all this information out. We have the video up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, an article by Steve Watson where Chris Rock says that he is our daddy. And so we're going to, again, as I said, play that coming up for you. And I've got about 10 other stacks of news here that I also want to go over a little bit. But just remember that when you buy books, T-shirts, materials, information, that you support the broadcast. Things like ProPure Water Filtration with the promo code WATER, you get 10% off. Things like Strategic Relocation, the film and the book, it's excellent info to have. Things like the new Obama Joker shirt that has the Come and Take It on the back, now the bestseller ever, just out 3 or 4 days. All of these are very, very important, and it supports us. Now, when you get the magazine at cost in groups of 10, 20, 30, up to 100, that does not support us. That is something to get the word out to people. I mean, all of it supports us one way or the other because we're all in this together. And the magazine almost always sells out. We've had one issue of, what, seven? Or I mean, the seventh issue or the sixth issue that didn't completely sell out. We have a few copies left of. But it's Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns. And we've only got about 10,000 of those left. More than 20,000 of those have sold at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. And you can get those at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a big, color, formatted, glossy magazine. The first issue was newsprint, and it's got a big poster. It's got the poster in the middle of the AK-47 saying the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, you know, with the words inside the gun and the come and take it. That is great to hang up at work or the office or, you know, to put in legal and lawful areas and public commons where people hang up posters. Look at that, baby. I love how this Texas symbol of come and take it is becoming more popular than even the Gadsden flag. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com. All of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. Both URLs get you to the InfoWars Store. And you can also call 888-253-3139 for any of the books or films or materials, 888-253-3139. And every order, no matter how small, gets a citizen rule book in it and a little pamphlet. We have a caller about citizen rule book, I see. They're on the screen. We don't screen your calls. People volunteer what they're calling in about. Sometimes they put it on screen. And we throw bumper stickers in there. And we also throw a little catalog in there of not all of our stuff. There's so much stuff on the site. But, again, that's how we're doing it, is your help. And believe me, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes crud going on to try to stop us. So just mid-air refueling. Support us. Spread the word about us. And support our local affiliates as well. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Illinois. Wants to talk about smart meters. What'd you think of that interview last hour, if you heard it, where the woman filming the police next to CBS on the sidewalk as they went across people's property without warrants and put smart meters on. They arrest her but leave CBS alone, knowing CBS has got lawyers. I mean, that is cold-blooded.
Alex, it absolutely blew my mind. I actually live not too far from Naperville. One thing that I wanted to get out to all the info warriors out there, and I wanted to point out to you, today was Governor Pat Quinn's State of the State address here in Illinois. I was live streaming him as you were talking to her, and literally, as I'm listening to both, Governor Pat Quinn calls for the legislation here in Illinois to pass legislation for taxpayers to invest into more green energy, to get more of these smart meters into our communities. More and more of our communities here in Illinois are buying into ComEd's programs of, you know, the city taking over the electrical inputs to the customers. It's sickening. It made me sick to my stomach.
And then it takes control of all the devices in your house, because all the big Fortune 500 tech companies, only about 15 of them, they all get in meetings that are public. In fact, one of the meetings was in Chicago about 12 years ago, where they talked about the smart dust and the control and all the hookups and the smart meters. It's total enslavement.
Exactly, Alex. And then not 5 minutes after he went into his green energy rhetoric and, you know, drumming up the you know, bonds for that, he went into an assault weapons ban assault. It's just going to be, it's going to be the same as New York and Maryland, and now they're doing it here. And of course, all the Chicago political machine, all the big names, they all stood up and applauded that. So I just want to get the word out to all the info warriors that are in our, you know, all around the world. Just it's starting to sweep. It's starting to move all across this nation. We need to wake up.
It is a scientific takeover program where they admit, oh, yeah, we spy on you. We control what you do. We know what movie you're watching. Now sit down and shut up. We got armed men waiting. I mean, it's like you're all under arrest. You're the ones that need to go to jail. But see, the tyrants, they now are moving against us at light laser speed. I mean, they are gang rushing. They've got all their people hyped up. They've hired the control freaks. They're lined up, and they're coming. I mean, it is on. Drums in the deep. They are coming. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Duke in Oklahoma, you're on the air listening on 102.3 FM.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'd like to make a comment about something that y'all, your listeners may have not heard about, was Martin Heidemeyer out of Grand County, Colorado. He was a business owner, had a muffler shop, and the man who owned the property surrounding him had paid off the city council with free concrete from his business, Park Concrete, to close the road, and the city council to close the road and shut his business off. Well, you may know him as the guy that welded himself into a D9 dozer and went through the town and took out the city council members' business properties.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, he had a petition signed a year prior to this incident, where mainly most of the people of Grand County signed it, stating that they wanted to keep that road open for his business. Well, that's just another example of what's going on right in front of people's eyes.
Yeah, see, a regular person thinks you make money by working hard, inventing something, writing something, making music, you know, cooking good food, however you make your money. They make money by shutting your business off and setting up theirs. They make their money by shutting down the power plant, and theirs makes double money. They make money by making you buy their smart meter, making you buy their Obamacare. I mean, it's just total mafia government.
How are we going to get control of it?
Man, I tell you, they're buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles, the troops. They're trying to get robot drones and robot ground forces. And Al Sharpton and all the globalists say, hey, forget your guns. We got drones. That's what they're saying. They're mafia. They're going, we'll kill you. We got drones. We'll arrest you. And they're like, because they're actually scared. They couldn't hold Baghdad. They couldn't hold anything. I'm not bashing the troops for not being able to do that. It was an evil war. They're not going to be able to hold this unless they hold our minds. So they're busy going, we'll kill you. We got drones. We'll take it. Yeah, you know what? It's true. We will torture you. You know what? It is in the Army report. We tortured little kids in front of their parents. And most people go, man, I'm scared. Okay, take whatever I got. Well, the answer is not to roll over to these people. The answer is for the military and police and everybody to go, my God, and get on our knees and repent. Here's the deal. Evil has already stolen the wealth of America and gotten very powerful off our wealth. Now it's trying to fully convert the takeover and keep the ill-gotten gains. We've got to get the word out and resist this. We've absolutely got to do that and just resist them at every level and realize how bad they are. If people knew how evil the system is and how it's taken over everywhere right now, if people knew what I knew or what you knew or what people who've experienced this knew, they'd know how desperate it is. How desperate this is. And, that's really it. We've got to get desperate. Because, again, they want to keep the food, the entertainment flowing like opium. It's like they're chopping our legs off one piece at a time, but they're pumping us full of painkillers. We've got to get off the TV, get off all the devil stuff, get off all the distractions, and really wake up and go, man, these people are chewing on our toes. They've already chewed our toes off. We can make it without our toes, but we're not without our feet. We got to kick them off, and then they're going to hiss and have blood dripping out of their mouth. They go, I was just helping you. And you're like, no, you're not. They're like, yes, lay back down. Lay back down. Here, take more. Let the TSA grope your wife. I mean, they're demons. We got to realize they're little vampiric. Yeah, it's for your good. Checkpoints on the highway. Yeah, telling your kids to spy on you. And you're like, no, history says that's bad. Bill of Rights says that's bad. My gut tells me you're bad. No, I'm not bad. I'm your friend. I mean, you've got to realize what they are. They're demons. And they've got a bunch of good old boys, procedure, I do whatever they tell me. Well, you know what? You're going to pay the price for that. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. John in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome. Come on down, John. You want to talk about citizen rule books? You're a Prison Planet?
Yeah.
PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Yeah, I recently got a come and take a T-shirt. I was able to afford it. I've been out of work.
That's not good. Turn your guns into government. They want to help you.
Yeah, people from over the border are taking their jobs. Anyway, I got a citizen's rule book in there when I got it, and that has been more help to me than anything. And I would like to get them into the hands of people, but because I'm not working, I can't afford to buy a stack of them. And I was wondering if there's a way that you can give me a stack of them somehow.
Well, here's the deal. I already sell the citizen rule books at cost. I mean, I sell them and I put them in things free. And sometimes I thought about canceling it because it's gotten so expensive. The magazines put out at cost. It's been interesting. It's turned out really good, but it's also been a nightmare at some levels because I've got all these other projects I need to launch. You understand that if I start giving citizen rule books out, I'll go bankrupt. Because here's the deal. I offered 150,000 stickers out quietly at night and didn't even promote it. Put it on the website. The next day I plugged it once. 3,000 people emailed requesting the 50 free bumper stickers. Okay, in less than a day. That evening and then into the show. And that was with shipping and the bumper stickers, I think Weldon said about $34,000. But we're doing it as a test because our missions get the word out. It is important to hand them out, but most people think it's a terrorist document. Have you ever seen The Road to Tyranny where the state police have a warrantless checkpoint in Virginia and they pull over a Navy veteran, no criminal record? My point is just canning equipment in the back of the car. That's why she'd gone to town. They thought that was very suspicious. And it's the squad car video, and they find one of the same citizen rule books out of Arizona, that same company. And they start going, the two state police and behind her, like, look what she got. I mean, it's like it's a dead baby. Of course, a dead baby, they'd probably be like, oh, that's like pumpkin pie. That's what China does. That's good. But it's got George Washington on it. They're like, this is scary. She may be one of them Klan type people. Look, she's got a Patriot Game movie. and that's a mainline movie, they're in her trunk. She's got a VHS of a pretty much a pro-government, you know, pro-war movie, pretty good movie, Patriot Games. I guess Steve Pachenik was involved in that with, what's his name? The guy that plays Han Solo. I'm having one of those moments. Harrison Ford, yeah. I can remember the most minute stuff and forget things like that. They find that and they go, is this legal? And they go, better go ahead and arrest her. I don't know if you're allowed to have this. It's the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We got to air that sometime. It's online for free. It's like 2 hours into the film. And they've got it. Because I show training videos where FEMA's demonizing the Founding Fathers in Missouri. And then in case people don't believe it, I then cut to her driving up to a checkpoint. She goes, no, you're not going to search me. This is an illegal checkpoint. Get out of the car right now. And then, of course, for saying her Fourth Amendment, she's got to be bad. So they've got her in handcuffs in the back of the car. And they open up the trunk, and Harrison Ford, goodness gracious. Oh, and I'm not kidding. And then they find the Constitution. But they've sworn an oath to. And you would think they had found literally a dead body. They're just like, oh, my gosh. And they're just, he's going, hold on a minute. But people, I'm not joking right now. They're insane. They're insane. They're sticking robot spy systems on our houses that the CIA director brags are watching and listening to us. And we're like, you don't have a right. The cops are like, you're going to jail. George Washington's bad. Oh, man, I can't handle it. I'm sorry. It's in a sick way. I'm sorry, John, go ahead. I apologize.
I just got to say, keep with the fight, man. I am, and have a good day.
I can't help it. I'm going to send you, but only you. I tell you what, put you on hold. I'll send you 100 Citizen Rule books. How's that sound? Maybe I should just give out, like, spend all our money, give out, like, 5 million bumper stickers and just quit. and put, like, 9 smart meters on my house. Go get a law enforcement degree. Go out and run checkpoints. Taser old women. Yeah. I can just gobble fluoride, just promote vaccines all day. I could join the New World Order. It'd be good. GMOs, oh, it's all insane. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff's really starting to get to me. I mean, it's so insane. Because I'm here on air, you know, realizing this is all really happening. And you know the public generally is not going to wake up. You know it's all going to happen. Yeah, the future of micro drones could get downright scary, the size of mosquitoes. Here, let me. Did you ever put up the CIA director says your washing machine or your dryer is going to spy on you? Did you ever pull that up from Wired? Now pull it up. Not a big deal, but I've been asking for it since the first hour. Here, let me type it in for you right now. You guys are great, but I mean, it's like that's really important. See, CIA director, your, is it washer or dryer? I think it was dryer. Your dryer. No, he said dryer. That was one headline. He said dryer and the media said appliances. Sure, go with that. Appliances are, there it is. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. There it is. They already are. And I agree, it's good. It's good that he's spied on by the CIA shipping in the narcotics. They're good people.
Attention gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jones.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
By the way, the article, again, is up at Infowars.com. Chris Rock is now saying, in an anti-gun speech with the Mayors Against Gun Violence run by Bloomberg, that Obama is our daddy. Obama is our daddy. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I'm just here to support the President of the United States. President of the United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
Well, there you go, Chris Rock.
I'm here to support the president.
All right, well, I'll turn my guns in then. I mean, you said so. I mean, absolutely. He is my daddy. And yeah, I'd better do what he says. Government is our God. You're right. I've been a bad man. I apologize. I want to apologize ultra deeply, Chris, and of course, you're a big liberal, too. I like what Obama's doing on those torture bases. Again, you don't care. You get to feel powerful and feel good about yourself at the same time. That's what it's all about. Feel like you're part of a winning crew. So, Chris, drink that fluoride, take those shots, and enjoy your private security detail that have firearms. But you're going to fail. I like all the nice, you know, priest and other interesting-looking, creepy characters up there with you. Every time they have these anti-gun control groups with these police chiefs and people, I mean, they all look like super creepy people, don't they? And you see all the cops that are out there for guns and sheriffs, they all are well-spoken, focused, look manly, have a twinkle in their eye. You can just tell they're good people. You can just see it. And you see these anti-gunners. I mean, they're a bunch of sniveling piles of dog crap. Excuse me. I'm sick of you people. And I'll tell you the real reason I've been screwing around all hour and making jokes, because I'm actually in a rage, man. I'll tell you right now, I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of them. I know who they are. I know what you're doing. I'm sick of all your crimes. I'm sick of what you're doing to innocent people. I'm tired of your frauds. I'm angry. And I want to bring you to justice. You will be brought to justice. Allen in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to get your take and see if you've heard anything about this. You know, as you most likely know, SEAL Team 4, their primary objective is to guard diplomats when they're in the Middle East. And I have a personal relationship to Commander Job Price, the leader of SEAL Team 4. And I want to know if you heard anything about his death and the supposed... if you go to the European Union Times, there's an amazing article on what they think really happened. And there's a lot of data in there that he flew with four other SEALs to Bahrain, got on a flight with Hillary Clinton in late December.
There's a reason a bunch of SEALs are dying, but that source you give is not a good source from my experience, but I appreciate your call. The people you know personally, send us some information. I mean, you know, tell your story. We'll check it and vet it. You got photos with this guy, we'll publish it. But, you know, they kill SEALs all the time because that's who they use as their black op commandos. And, of course, they actually take them out of SEALs. That's, you know, people always think it's the last level. There's like five more levels above SEALs and then Delta Force and then groups above that. Men associated with special forces. We'll just put it to you that way. Because I've had family that have been involved in it. And the whole thing is you're actually working for the globalist. Okay? I love how I always talk about that, and the people that say I'm a government agent never use that because it's my admission. But it's not like it's a bad admission. I'm exposing that this stuff's going on. But then they make up intelligence community connections that aren't there. You know, because it's them breaking it. See, it's them making it up. Doesn't matter. All right, I'm going to come back with more calls. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, doing a little bit of overdrive here. A little dessert, taking a few of your calls. I got to about 45, 50 articles a day. I did okay. Should have got to all 100 and something, but got a special show tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that for you. A lot of special reports are going to be aired here. A lot of live reports tomorrow. Look, it's the inability to wake up to classical tyranny with a high-tech icing that is hurting us. I mean, things have already gotten cuckoo-level dangerous. It'd be like being in a ship that's listing over to one side about to capsize and people are still eating caviar and champagne going, everything's great. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. And, you know, we could still fix the ship. But this always happens in decadent societies. People don't grow up under real adversity. So as they go into a scientific adversity, they don't know how to resist it. And then they lie to themselves and acclimate themselves to any new level of abuse. And it's called being a biological robot. I mean, a conscious, alive person can navigate and choose their destiny within their own mind. That they can choose who you want to be, who you want to stand for. That you can do. And I just ask God, I'm going to take a few final calls here, to energize me because I've really been exhausting myself and I need the energy and I need the focus and I need the discernment to navigate this. Heavenly Father, and I want everybody to pray, I need this help. And I pray for our listeners as well. Please, please give me the energy. You know I care about the people, and I just want to defeat the tyranny. I want to be your vessel. I'm weak. Please help me. Please energize me. Please, if that's your will, help me. Help me get the word out. Help me, God. That's all I can say. Donna in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, I'm newly awake, so just started learning about all this chaos that's going on. Anyway, I was watching The Daily Show last night because they had Ray Kelly on. He's the New York City Police Commissioner talking about guns. He's changing the script up. He's now saying that he's not worried about the big guns. The big guns aren't the problem.
He's worried about handguns.
Yeah.
They always demonize one. Then I said they'd move to handguns. Obama, during the second debate, gave out the script. I said it'll first be rifles, semi-auto, then it'll be handguns. It's all script. They've done it everywhere. It's an exact script.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm still in shock because I'm newly awake. It hurts me. It's
Well, it should hurt you. That means you've got your head screwed on straight. You learn about this stuff, it does hurt. But that hurting's good. That's your guts waking up.
Yeah, it's not good to know you've been lied to.
Well, first it's going to hit you in the belly. Then it's going to hit you in the heart. And first your belly for a while. It might take a month, might take a year. You're going to feel it down here, and it's scary. Then your heart's going to get warm and fiery feeling. And then after that happens, it transfers right up here to the cerebral cortex. Because your gut, your heart, your head, I just how it's worked with me and so many others. And then once you get that fire in the mind of man that Thomas Jefferson talked about, look out. Believe me, you want that to come as quickly as possible. That your combat reflexes are turning on. You're firing up. They're flipping the switches. Humans are incredible creatures. The switches are getting flipped on right now. So it's gonna get a lot better, all right? Don't worry. You're designed to fight evil.
Yeah, a little inspiration to you. You sounded a little down. I asked for God for guidance and to show me the right way, and Fran pointed me in the direction of your show. So I think God's using you. He's using you as a tool.
Well, as out of control as I am that imperfect tool, and so are you, to ram up against the enemy. And that is my job. I know that I'm doing God's will. I feel so honored and so pathetic, like dirty rags. I see all the mistakes I made, everything. I just say, God, help me do it better. But God's like, you are doing what I want. Now attack them. Throw everything against them. Now. 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 Forward. More. 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 Burning in my bones. We'll be right back. God bless you all.